The Land and Water Conservation Fund is one of the items on Congress's to-do list in September. KUER's Judy Fays explains what is on the line if Washington lets the fund expire.
From here at Sugar House Park to the Bonneville Shoreline Trail to Zion National Park, the Land and Water Conservation Fund has been securing open space for a half a century. Offshore drilling fees have pumped $16 billion into the fund since it began. In Utah alone, it's paid more than $171 million in matching funds for hundreds of projects. It's improved forest trails, built neighborhood playgrounds, restored wildlife habitat, and purchased private land inside national parks. Fred Hayes is director of parks for the state of Utah.
But what it does is it takes property, develops it for the recreational use of the people, and earmarks it so that it stays in recreational use forever.
A coalition that includes hunters, cyclists, soccer moms, and national groups like the Nature Conservancy is pressing Congress to reauthorize the program before it expires at the end of the month. 193 House members signed a bipartisan letter urging continued funding last spring, but none of the signers is from Utah. Tim Ahern represents a conservation group called the Trust for Public Lands.
Our strategy has been to raise the profile of it to show how important it is and how it impacts people on the ground all over the country so that they will contact their members of Congress and say, get this done.
Pending bills seek appropriations for the fund, and some suggest changing it. But Ahern says its fate remains uncertain. Judy Fays, KUER News.